Hey, thanks for downloading the Brock and Salk podcast. We're psyched to be back and really proud to have this podcast powered by Ascend Prime Steak and Sushi. Elevated dining with panoramic views in downtown Bellevue. Now on to the show.
Get the freaking auto!
This is Brock and Salk.
I don't read the internet, guys.
Take bull by the hands.
On Seattle's Sports Station.
And Brooke, you are. And Brooke, you are.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Streaming audio and video on the Seattle Sports app.
Now here are your hosts, Brock Heward and Mike Salk.
Yes, it's true. Brock and Salk reunited. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. It's good to have everybody here. The reunion again.
Did you preview those opens? Did you get a chance to hear these opens beforehand?
Nope. No, that's the first time I've heard them.
That's some handy work right there.
Yeah. Brock Heward. That's pretty good.
That's Dimitri, right?
I think that was Dimitri.
That was Heather taking the bull by the hand.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good.
Heather's actually listening today. She texted me. I think it's the first time she's listened to the show in months. She's like, the show sounds great. I was like, oh, thanks. How come you never send that to me normally? I've been doing the show for the last year. Okay, that's fine. Get it. We've only been married for 14 years or whatever. Let's see. We'll do some ranking at 9:45. That I promise. But Brock, I think every day at 9, we're going to play a series. We will be doing a series of different games. We've got everything from Answer the Question Jerk to the game Maura recently created, Whose Shoes? Which is very hard to say, but
Gossip
very fun
Girl.
To play.
Gossip Girl.
We have Gossip Girl, which is something new we've been working on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have...
Buy or Sell.
Yes, which we'll be doing here in just a moment. And we had... That's why I was going to wait for last, that's cool. Jump the gun, kill the bit, it's fine. What else do we have on that list? Oh, maybe Which is Better as well. One thing I can assure you is there will be no Say What. I'm just going to say it very clearly for anybody who's looking to hear the GOAT. Say What has been banished forever, as has Kick It or Punt It. So both things have been completely removed. They will not be a part of this.
Are Justin and Maura familiar with Say What?
Hopefully not.
The phenomenon, for their sake. The highest rated quarter hour segment we ever had in the Brock and Salk show.
Right. Yeah. No. It got a 0.0. That's why we eventually got rid of that stupid segment.
It's
with
almost,
the goat.
Almost impossible. That's impressive.
We managed. Yeah, it was that bad a segment. Wow. What can I tell you? Let's today do some buy or sell.
Guys, first up, Sidney Jones and Artie Burns are the Seahawks' week one starters at cornerback.
Feeling the groove, by the way.
Yeah.
You can answer first, though.
The song's called Get Money, that's why it's by yourself.
Whether or not it's true, I saw our friend from The Athletic, Michael Sean Degar, tweeting this morning that he expects Tariq Woolen to be a week one starter for the Seahawks.
So do I.
So I'm going to say no. Personally, I don't think these guys are going to be healthy enough to pull that off. Should he be? Look, man, this is Pete Carroll football. There's nothing that would state more how much they are making a turn this year than starting Tariq Woolen game one. And not Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant would feel like, hey, he's done a nice job. He's pretty polished. Let's throw him in there and see what happens. Starting Tariq Woolen is we're going for athleticism. We're going for speed. We're going for upside. We're going for potential. Screw it. Let's see what happens.
More importantly, I sell that as well. More importantly is what Tariq did in the preseason. It's not just I'm going to make a statement. I'm Pete Carroll. I can do what I want to do. It's what the play told him and told his teammates that this guy's a creature, man. And he can go. And he's going to make mistakes, but he's going to do them full speed. There was a safety at Oklahoma State similarly. I think one of the highest recruited kids ever to Stillwater. 6'4", 205, beautiful looking athlete, safety. And Mike Gundy the day before is like, oh, yeah. Have you seen the movie Wild Thing? Yeah, this guy's Wild Thing. Whatever that guy. What was?
You mean from Major League?
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Major League. Have you seen Major League? He's Wild Thing.
Wow,
I have
Sheen?
No idea. But he does it 100 miles an hour. Ricky Vaughn. There you go. Tariq is Ricky Vaughn. He's Ricky Vaughn. He's going to do it 100 miles an hour, and at his speed, he's going to make up and compensate a ton.
Hey, so. we don't have forever. It's buy or sell. You got to go quick on this.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we only have a few minutes.
Okay, so
you're not playing in California Penal.
Your answer was sold?
Yep, sold.
Sold in the back row. Sorry.
All right. Up next. I'll
teach you how to do this again.
And there's a caveat here at the end, so listen to the whole question. Jimmy Garoppolo starts for the 49ers by week 8 and not because of an injury.
Sold.
Sold in the back row.
Sorry, I should have said selling that. Gosh, this is like a rookie right now. They're going to give Trey Lance every single opportunity, more than 7 or 8 weeks. They're going to give him. They drafted him. They traded for him. He's up number 3. Garoppolo is a wonderful insurance policy. Now, he may get hurt, and he's going to put himself in harm's way, and I don't think he's going to protect himself, and he's a bit robotic. So the caveat with that caveat, I say sell it.
Yeah, I would sell it because I think he gets hurt by week 8. So I think, unfortunately, it will lead to your answer being sold. But I'm buying the idea that if Lance is still healthy by week 8, Jimmy Garoppolo will be starting in San Francisco, because I think very little of Trey Lance so far. Huh. He's inaccurate. I every time I've watched him, I've come away shocked that guy was the number 3 pick in the draft. Yes, they're going to have to give him every opportunity, but at some point, with the amount of talent that's on that field and on that roster, he's going to have to save his job. And the only way to do so is either going to be to commit further to a guy that's not succeeding, or to go with the guy that's brought them to 2 out of 3 NFC championship games. Well, that seems like a pretty obvious choice.
Yeah, it's a partial buy.
Yeah.
All right, next up. I'm worried after last night's email that we can't play along on this one, but Brock and I will be able to ruin Ranked for you within 1 month of the new show. By ourselves.
Sell. Nothing could ruin the best segment we did.
Sold in the back row.
Bye.
Yes.
Of course. We'll see.
Let's go, bro.
But I will say, based on the email last night and where it's going to be going,
kind of fun.
Kind of level of excitement.
Kind of
fun. They were already getting you. They were swaying you. And
Brock's kind of getting invested.
Uh-huh. All right, up next. The Mariners broke the Cleveland Guardians.
Sold. Selling it. Sold. Selling that idea.
In the back row.
What did you say about baseball in the first hour of the show, Saul? Baseball is a marathon. It is not a sprint. They got an elite closer, elite dude in Cleveland. They got an elite third baseman. They have very, very other elite players to fill in the right. The left fielder, the young kid out of Oregon State, Kwan, unbelievable.
Yeah.
I hate seeing that guy. He's going to be a phenomenal pest for a lot of people for a long time, but they just don't have. In the marathon of a season and the injuries and the rotation, that to me is a bigger play than the Mariners.
Yeah, I think I'd probably sell it too, mostly because of the amount of respect I have for Terry Francona as a manager. I think he's really good at it. But Brock, you brought up earlier the idea that Chicago would end up being the winner of the AL Central before it's all said and done. I think there's a very real possibility that's true, especially if Tony La Russa stays the heck away from that team and just lets the natural talent they have. They're more talented than Minnesota, and they're more talented than Cleveland by far.
Yes. Yeah.
So
offense,
broken,
defense, pitching, bullpen.
Yep. I don't think the Mariners broke them, but I think there's a very real chance that team doesn't end up making the playoffs.
Right.
And by the way, if you end up with the third wild card, you better hope it's Cleveland and not Chicago, because for whatever reason, they don't seem to match up nearly as well against the Chicago team. All right, I guess that's all the time we have.
Jeez, my bad.
It's fine.
No, I'll own it.
I mean, usually we like to do like 6, 7, 8 different things.
That's
on me.
No, I'll totally own it.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. This is going to be the difference in this show. There's going to be accountability.
Yes.
Okay? When it's someone
immediate
screws
accountability.
It up, yes. Yeah, at this stage of the game, okay, we got enough scars.
Right.
We've been calloused enough.
Yes.
I'll own that. That was on me.
All right, good. We got a text that said, I'm so glad Brock and Salk are back together again so I can listen to a bickering married couple in the morning. Yeah, I would say that's basically what you've signed up for. So I hope that's good. I hope you enjoy listening to people bicker.
I like the text we got that said from the 425, better version of the third installment of a franchise? Was it Brock and Salk or Weekend at Bernie's?
It's hard to say. Which one of us is the dead guy we're just carrying around? All right. We will do some ranking coming up in a little over a half hour. Before we get there, we'll tell you everything you need to know about a big game tonight. Don't sleep on the start time. That's maybe the most important thing. We'll tell you about it next. Hey, it's Mike Salk here, and we want to talk a little brunch right now. Let's talk about taking your brunch to new heights. at Ascend Prime Steak and Sushi. You knew I was going there. Downtown Bellevue, all served on the 31st floor every Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Now, Ascend Prime's weekend brunch was created with sharing in mind. So when I give you the menu here, understand that we got three different tiers. It's all curated, and they feature some of these items. Let's get to the menu. You know this is my favorite part. How about steak and egg fried rice? That sound good to you? Yeah. How about Chicharrón chicken and waffle? Seattle's kind of a chicken and waffle town now, but Chicharrón chicken and waffle? Yes. How about Fruitopia pancakes? How about lardon hash and eggs? Or Dungeness crab avocado crostini benedict? You kidding me? And then we got some of the, that's just the breakfast stuff. We got lunch focus plates. We go spicy tuna, prosciutto pizza. We got ribotta skewer and congee. I love congee. We go tempura lobster roll sandwich. Plus you got all the creative libations to pair alongside your new favorite brunch dishes. You can learn more, get that whole menu at ascendprime.com.
Need to know.
15 minutes past every hour with Brock and Salk.
Here's what you need to know. Up first.
Well, it probably was somewhat expected. The Mariners had flown in after 3 a.m. the night before and then had to play a rare day game on a Monday. So I think we can excuse them if they weren't particularly full of life yesterday. But that's what happened. Scored just two runs and unfortunately, again, left the tying and winning runs in scoring position.
And the right-hander's 0-2 to Frazier. Swing and a miss and a fastball for strike three. And the ball game is over. The White Sox hang on, and they win it this afternoon. A final score of 3-2 to take game one of this three-game series.
Yeah, so now you got to bounce back and find a way to still win the series. You certainly got Logan Gilbert and Luis Castillo on, you know, as your next two up, so you got an opportunity to get that done. Johnny Cueto will be the opposing pitcher today. Don't forget 6:40 start as they are back to the earlier start times now that school is back in session, at least as long as the unions and the city decide to come together and allow my kids to go back to school tomorrow. But that's a side note, and I don't mean to get distracted. There was some good news yesterday. They fought. They battled and Scott Service like that.
Yeah, I think we do that day in and day out. And that's, like I said, why we're in the position we're in. Because when we win so many of those games where you come from behind, or you figure out a way to put that kind of pressure on team day after day after day, it's going to go your way more times than not. They just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah, just couldn't quite do it. But hopefully, again, you take some of that momentum, come back out, show the same amount of fight, and it'll work more times than not.
I'm going to take this final need to know, Salk, two ways. Two ways. I haven't done that yet. And that is, number one, I continually watch these games, as I think many people do, and wonder, is this team locked in? Are they locked in? You have told us for years and years.
I'd say
years
they are.
Covering, yeah, the Red Sox and everything else. They just kind of...
They have felt locked in for the last week or two.
That's here. Right. Yeah. And playoff baseball, and, you know, now you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. It's not 150 games, not 100 games, not even 50 games. You're down to the final 28. That light at the end of it is starting to get brighter and brighter. And can you focus in? And can you sharpen up? And I think they have done that. Playoff baseball also shows you, and the White Sox, they're in playoff baseball. They're competing for their pennant. They're only two back in the American League Central. It also shows you how small the margins are. That ball that's just an inch or two, right, off of the glove of Mitch Haniger. That pitch that just Mitch misses by an inch or two. That play that you've got to make with runners in scoring position, right? All of those things magnified when these games, night after night, become so critically important.
Here's the second thing you need to know.
We are, 6 days away from the start of the Seahawks season, and Pete Carroll making an important announcement yesterday.
Hey, today we selected captains, and our guys, you know, vote for that and choose those. Tyler Lockett's going to be the captain on offense. Beautiful recognition for a guy that's always been a leader in this program and always been at the front of it, and he's got the wisdom, and they recognize it, and they really listen to him. On defense, Quandre Diggs, a guy that's been a leader in this program. Again, same thing, you know, been part of it. Big, big voice, big character, terrific football player that guys really look up to.
Yeah, the other two will be Nick Ballore for special teams and then Big Al Woods as well. And I'm going to be happy for him. I've kind of gone the whole why not the quarterback route a few times. But let's spend a moment or two, first of all, on Quandre Diggs, who very clearly has established himself as one of the leaders of this team, right? I mean, over the last couple of years, he has been the voice, not just on social media, but post-game show, et cetera. I mean, he's just one of those guys that seems to represent his teammates, and you saw just how much they cared for him after he got hurt at the end of the season. Glad to have him back and a cool honor there. And as for Al Woods, he's been one of my favorite guys to talk to. I mean, clearly somebody who they've said before earns his respect. He doesn't say a lot, but when he talks, everybody pays attention. He works hard in the offseason. He was telling us about his 5 or 6 different businesses. Yeah, it's interesting the way this team has always been structured. A lot of good guys in that role and kind of taking over the Bobby Wagner thing. It's pretty cool. Some pretty cool announcements yesterday.
Okay,
Rob.
And I'll take this 2 ways again.
Okay, wow.
I'm just going to finish by an hour in 2 ways. Shame on me that it took Matt Hasselbeck to get a Mike Heward reference on the first show back, because I've heard that cut from Pete now 4 times. And what did he call it? Beautiful? A beautiful recognition.
A beautiful recognition.
It's like Mike Heward calling me honey on the field. I mean, it sounds kind of funny to hear a coach say beautiful or honey. But Pete and Coach Heward could both get away with it.
Sort of like you calling me sweetie to start the show today.
That's right, sweetie. And secondly, this is time on task. That's what stands out about these captains. They have more time on task of achievement in this program than just about anybody else in the building. Lots of new faces, lots of young rookies. You know who's been there? Tyler Lockett's been there. You know who's been in the middle of it? Al Wood's been in the middle of it. You know who's been on the back end of it, being a difference maker in a Pro Bowler? Quandre Diggs. The locker room voted. Pete didn't vote. John Schneider didn't vote. The peers in the locker room voted, and they voted for guys that have been there and done it.
Here's the third thing you need to know.
Big game tonight at Climate Pledge Arena as Sue Bird tries to stave off the retirement for at least another game. They face elimination with Las Vegas in game 4. Need to win tonight, and then they need to take game 5 on the road in order to advance. So hopefully Sue is able to will her team to 1 more victory, if not 2, so we'll get more opportunities to see her play.
It's going to be a tall task. I think tonight is the end. I hope I'm wrong on that, but I think tonight's the end of an incredible career. Arguably one of the greatest in WNBA history, brought titles, plural, to this town, was the face of the organization, has been so unbelievably durable and reliable season in and season out. And I hope I'm wrong, but my gut tells me that Vegas is a better team, a younger team, a hungrier team, and likely ends an incredible run for Sue Bird tonight.
All right, that is everything you need to know. Once again, 1:15 every hour here on the new Brock and Salk show. We were pleased to announce earlier today, if you missed it, that KJ Wright will be joining us every Wednesday through a football season during the 8:00 hour for the full hour. That is presented by Muckleshoot Casino. Pretty darn cool to have KJ live in studio with us. Somebody who's got some real immediate experience playing with the Seahawks. And yeah, it's also our third installment together, Brock. Here it is. Is this how it feels? Like the boys are back again?
Yes. The boys are back again.
Did you figure out who sings this yet?
Nope.
No.
Beach Boys.
It's not the Beach Boys. We saw this guy's statue when we were in Ireland. Phil Lynott. We saw a statue.
Ooh.
Well, his name is Phil Lynott, but their band is Thin Lizzy.
Oh, Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy. Yeah. We're not going to be ranking Lizzie's, I promise. That's not part of our ranking plans for today. But Brock will participate, and we will do...
Tin Lizzy, of course.
Tin Lizzy, yes. Yeah.
Stop.
What?
Hard stop. 509 says, I like how you're using your old show pick on the app, like a 33-year-old using their high school pick on Facebook. And then they said something about your change in appearance, Salk, but I'll just leave that one.
Oh, you're
out.
Not going to say anything about how I got fat? That's nice.
I don't think she said that.
I didn't say
that. I mean,
the
texter did, so you just want to allude to it without saying it. It's almost meaner that way.
No.
You're calling out the fact. You're clearly calling out the fact that I've gotten bigger. I appreciate it.
She did this yesterday, too, didn't she?
I know. Dude, shots taken galore.
Gosh, I am the body shamer.
You call him big boy? Yeah.
Yeah, you call him big guy.
I tried to leave that part out. I just thought it was funny.
Don't you dare take Brock's role as the body shamer.
Like an old dating profile.
Yeah. Well, we haven't taken new pictures yet, and we won't be until I shed some of the poundage that I'm carrying right now. All right. We will do a ranking, Maura, and it will be awful just to spite you coming up in 20 minutes for the mean text reading right after we take you through a few things that we learned today. We always give you the things you need to know, but Brock learned at least 2 things today, and he wants to tell you about them. Next, it is Brock and Salk here on Seattle Sports on 710 seattlesports.com.
Bump and Stacy.
Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Watch Bump and Stacy live on the video stream at seattlesports.com.
Get with it or get left.
Stream Bump and Stacy live on the Seattle Sports app. Subscribe to receive every episode of Bump and Stacy on your phone.
Hey, don't steal my stuff, dude. I'm making a shirt.
Bump and Stacy is the home of the huddle, the dugout, and the best on the Seahawks and Mariners every day from 10 to 2.
Don't forget it.
Exclusively on Seattle Sports Station.
Are you ready for your palm reading, my dear?
Yeah, let's do this.
I sense that you crave something.
More reliable.
Right. You know you deserve better and want out of a relationship.
Yes, with my big name wireless carrier.
You're who now?
My big name wireless carrier. That's why I switched to Xfinity Mobile. Now I get unlimited with 5G for $30 per month on the most reliable 5G network.
Let's talk about your Aura. It's so...
And get this. They can even save you hundreds a year on your wireless bill over T-Mobile, AT&T, and Verizon.
Wow, that's actually really impressive.
Yep, but you already knew that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I definitely saw this coming.
Start seeing savings today. Switch to the fastest mobile service, Xfinity Mobile. Now with the best price on two lines of unlimited, just $30 a line per month. Switch today. Xfinity Internet required. Price comparison for two unlimited lines under available 5G pricing plans of top three carriers. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds up to 20 gigabytes of usage per line. Most reliable based on root metrics. U.S. report. Comcast analysis of mobile Wi-Fi and cellular data from Ookla speed test intelligence Q2 2022.
We meet by accident, fixing every last bit. Accurate Auto Body.
If you've been in an auto accident, you have the right to take your vehicle to any repair facility. Accurate Auto Body has been family-owned and operated since 1994, and they work for you, not your insurance company. Your insurance company may not love them, but you will, because...
We meet by accident, fixing every last bit. Accurate Auto Body.
Madden Industrial Craftsman just posted immediate job opportunities in the construction and carpentry fields. The pay, benefits, choices, and flexibility are great. Find your job fit at IamMadden.com.
O'Neill Plumbing is your local plumber, router, and trenchless company. Indoors or outside, O'Neill Plumbing has been clean, fast, and professional for over 100 years. O'Neill Plumbing, Seattle's plumber, router, and trenchless company. O'NeillPlumbing.com.
Hey, what's up? It's Michael Bumpus with Orchard. The average home sells for over the asking price, and with Orchard's win-win program, you can win twice. Here's how. Win number one. Orchard can make you a solid guaranteed cash offer for your home. I'm talking about a serious cash offer from Orchard, not some home buying company trying to lowball you. But here's where it gets better for you. Orchard will handle the sale of your old home, including upgrades, listing, and showing. Here's win number two. When Orchard sells your old home for more than your cash offer, you keep the extra. You win again. That bears repeating. Orchard not only guarantees the sale of your home, but when it sells for more than they offered you, you keep the upside. I love that. Orchard's win-win program gives you the confidence you will receive the maximum value for your old home without all the hassles of selling it. If you're curious what Orchard can pay for your home, get a no-cost, no-obligation offer at Orchard.com. That's Orchard.com. Again, that's a no-cost, no-obligation offer at Orchard.com. That's Orchard.com.
Roof now, pay later. Justin Shirley here, owner of Acton's Quality Roofing. Take advantage of zero down, zero payments, and zero interest up to 18 months. Don't put off your roof repair or replacement simply because you can't afford it today. Call Acton's Quality Roofing to lock in these special rates. We've partnered with leading lenders to make the replacement or repair of your roof affordable. Call us today at 1-800-ROOFTOP to schedule a free, no-obligation estimate or visit actonsroofing.com. Our family has your family covered.
Brock and Sog, back again. Every morning from 6 to 10. Download the Seattle Sports app to hear every episode of Brock and Sog's Return to Mornings. Seahawks Insider.
Brought to you by DivorceLawyersForMen.com.
Now here's Maura Dooley.
Pete Carroll spoke to the media yesterday as they prepare for their Monday night season opener with Russell Wilson and the Broncos coming to town. He was asked about the familiarity factor with his former quarterback, and he said it goes both ways.
I do have as much information as you could have. You know, I've never probably known a player any closer than knowing Russ and his quarterback and his play and mentality and all of that. So, you know, he knows me too. You know, he knows us. So we'll see what happens.
The Seahawks Insider is brought to you by DivorceLawyersForMen.com. Good lawyers doing good things for good men. For the latest on the Seahawks anytime, go to SeattleSports.com.
Are you ready to get started on that dream home or remodel, but don't quite know what to do first? Are you afraid to commit to a high-priced builder? Then call You Build It. They can help you get started now. They'll work with you all the way through planning and construction, show you how to control your own project, and do it for less money. Call You Build It at 1-800-U-BUILD-IT. That's 1-800-U-BUILD-IT or visit YouBuildIt.com. They look forward to meeting you soon. Go to YouBuildIt.com.
Summer savings are on now at Mazda of Everett. The Season of Discovery sales event means you receive the absolute lowest price on a huge selection of new Mazdas. Save big on new Mazda CX-5s, Mazda CX-50s, Mazda CX-30s, Mazda CX-9s, Mazda 3s. Discover why Mazda of Everett has been Washington's largest Mazda dealer since 2015. Shop and save today. MazdaofEverett.com or check them out on Highway 99 in Everett. Mazda of Everett. Mazda USA annual sales reports.
Mortgage rates reached 5+% for the first time since 2011, and that's why it's more important than ever to have a trustworthy lender on your side. Jay Keeps recommending Kitsap Credit Union to be there for you. They helped my family and I refinance our home last fall. The process was so much easier and faster than I thought it would be. Kitsap Credit Union helped us every step of the way. They were even able to do the entire process virtually and through video calls. Don't wait a day longer to decide to purchase a home and finance it with a trusted local lender. Reach out to Kitsap Credit Union and lock in your rate today. Ask about the unique loans Kitsap Credit Union offers, like 100% financing with no down payment or a jumbo loan up to $1 million with only 5% down. Visit kitsapcu.org to get started today. Purchase a home and finance it correctly with Kitsap Credit Union. NMLS number 445336. Equal housing opportunity. Kitsap Credit Union, a company dedicated to providing your game plan to home ownership.
This hour is brought to you by 2020 Lifestyles at Pro Club.
You're listening to Brock and Salk.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports Station.
Well, this has certainly been a fun first day of the new version of the Brock and Salk Show. Thanks for hanging out with us. We certainly appreciate having you here. We'll do some ranking coming up in 15 minutes. We did a lot today already. We played some sound of us crying. Well, me crying. Why don't we have any of the sound of you crying?
When was I crying?
What do you mean, when were you crying? When aren't you crying?
Was that in Ireland?
Well, you definitely were crying then. That's for sure. We played some of that sound earlier. We talked to John Stanton. Mm-hmm. We talked to Matt Hasselbeck. We announced that KJ Wright will be joining us every Wednesday at 8 o'clock for a full hour here on our new Brock and Salk show. So great to have KJ Wright be a part of everything we're doing and talking football with him all throughout football season. We've talked about why Scott Servais is getting completely jobbed already in the race to be the manager of the year.
Did we talk about that, or was someone screaming about that?
I might have screamed a little bit, but was I wrong?
No.
I mean, was I out of line in any way, shape, or form?
No.
Do I need to play you the sound of Ken Rosenthal again with his thick New York accent?
Don't need to do that.
Saying that, you know, Scott Servais doesn't deserve it because he plays west of the Mississippi? I don't think I need to do that again.
No, I don't think you need to do that again.
I'm just joking, making sure.
You're too old to kind of react in that manner.
You'd be surprised, actually. That's not true. I still have that in me. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm old, but
I know you
have
it once. You're not as good as you once were, but, you know, you're as good one time as you've ever been.
Right.
So I understand that.
Yeah.
But you can't do a multiple.
You don't
times.
Think I could? I think I could. I think
no,
I
you
did,
could not.
I did it for. I tell you what, Brock. I definitely did for Mike's. For not Mike Sosha. For Phil Nevin and the Angels a few months ago.
Right.
I was able as many times as I needed to. I was able to work up whatever passion was there because that was just gross. Thank God it set the Mariners on fire. It was so great, isn't it?
Okay. Go ahead. Get to what I want to talk about.
I'm getting
about.
Here. We have 15 Jeez. Minutes. You know, until you learn the clock, why don't you just, you know, play along here, buddy, okay? Play along a little bit. We've got two pieces of sound that jumped out to Brock today, and I wanted to play them for you. The first was from John Stanton, who told us a great story that really speaks to the character of Julio Rodriguez and why he was somebody that they felt comfortable giving a gigantic contract to.
The connection to his hometown and his community, the fact that he grew up, you know, as in a lower income community, and had a very strong family that you know I speak slightly out of school and say, you know, we talked about having his parents come up, and his mother said, you know, I don't, it's a waste of money for me to come up for a 45-minute press conference. And we said, well, we'd be happy to pay for it. She says, I don't care if it's Julio's money, if it's my money or the team's money, it's a waste of money. And that's a character builder. You know, we're all, I think, influenced by our moms. And, you know, to have someone like that in your life and a strong father as well is, I think, a powerful indication of character.
You know, I get nervous when guys get paid, especially guaranteed dollars, guaranteed money. We've seen it in the Seattle market. We saw it in the basketball market with Vin Baker years and years and years ago. We have seen it. I saw it firsthand when I was with the Seahawks and some of the different players that got their big money, and they were never the same. You know that that is at times a concern for me over the years. You know, I held Kyle accountable when Mr. Seager got his $100 million.
Did you?
I did. He didn't like it, and his wife didn't like it, and they didn't really care for that. But with more money comes more responsibility. They're paying you to be a difference maker. So you know that this has been parts of our conversation for years. And I love that anecdote right there. I love that background and that story that, well, it may have been a little out of school for Mr. Stanton to share that with us, but it does speak to just the character and the quality of human you're getting. That on the announcement of her son signing a guaranteed contract in the hundreds of millions, she says, I don't need to be there. That's a waste of your money or my money.
You know what's so funny is I could imagine my mom doing the exact same thing, and yet nobody seems to want to give me $200 or $300 million.
I could see Jane doing that.
My mom be like, well, you're not spending that kind of money. Forget it. I'm not worth it. No, I don't want first class. You send me, I want to be in the last row and coach. Just put me in the back seat middle. Yeah.
That's right. What have you learned from your mom? Her just effervescent joy, her optimism.
We're not going to get, you know what? There's no need to get involved in that. Right. I'm sorry I brought it up. That was on me.
All of those character traits. But if you're going to invest, not only the star power and the stardom and the talent on the field, you need to know that this isn't going to be about 8 Lamborghinis and Rolls Royces and $10,000 suits and more Dom Perignon after every game, that it's not going to be wasted, and it is not on this kid.
I think that's all very, very true. We got some texts coming in. Don't get it twisted. Despite his age, Saul continues to be a man of passion. He has what the medical community refers to as medium low T. Now, see, that's... That's really not fair. I don't see why you need to go there. And then, boy, oh boy, how I miss Brock almost getting song lyrics right. Yes, I think that's fairly accurate as well. We also talked to Matt Hasselbeck today, and first time we've really had a chance to ask him about what happened here last year and why Russ ultimately ended up being traded. And Matt, first of all, you should make sure you listen to that. For people who are curious about where to find this show on demand, there are two different on-demand pages at the moment. There's the Mike Salk Show one, and there's the Brock and Salk one. Either will work for now, but ultimately, you need to migrate over to Brock and Salk. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll both populate if you've got it, you know, sort of on your phone or whatever. Don't worry, the 4.7 more highly rated Mike Salk Show will work, and the 4.5 rating on the Brock and Salk Show will be okay as well. I'm just saying, but ultimately the Brock and Salk Show will be where we are at. So you can find Matt Hasselbeck. I'm not saying it. I'm just stating facts.
Gotcha.
You know me. I never insinuate anything. I'm just stating some facts. You can find it at either place, and Matt's absolutely worth listening to. But when he said this about their offense last year, I think it jumped out to both of us.
He did not play great last year, whatever the reason is. I don't know if he was upset about something, but here's one of the best quarterbacks in the world throwing to one of the best receivers in the world. And they, I mean, Mike, you know, I said it many times last year, like, they can't complete routes that high school quarterbacks are completing. Like, what is going on?
Yeah, there was a disconnect with Russ and DK at times. You scratch your head. There's a disconnect all over the place, all over the building, offensively, defensively, that you left wondering what is happening. I know, Salk, that you have mentioned this a bunch. You said it to Tyler Palumbus yesterday when you asked him about his willingness, Russell's willingness to run.
Mm.
Like, are you gonna run? Are you gonna do whatever it takes? Are you willing to do everything that you did your first, second, third year, your fifth, sixth, seventh year as you signed mega deals in Seattle and became the franchise quarterback? Or are you going to protect yourself and not run nearly as much?
How much do you think he does run this year, by the way? Not to cut you off, because I know you got some more on what Matt said. Mm-hmm. But I told Palumbus that Russell's career average is around 30 per game rushing yards. It hit a high of over 50. Last year it was 13 yards per game.
Yep.
Do you think he goes over or under 13?
He's going to run more than he did a season ago. There's no question.
You think he gets 20?
Yeah, I think so.
25?
Yep, I think he's
30. Does he hit his career average?
I think he gets pretty close to his career average.
If he is close to his career average, can we all agree together that when we add that with Jody Allen's comments about being excited to have people that are fully invested this year, that yes. Russ was not fully invested last year?
Well, I don't know if I'm going to say not fully invested, but I'm going to say very much a disconnect in the power and the control.
Business
exactly
decision?
What you wrote about.
Business decision.
Yep.
I don't want to run. Business decision.
That's right. I'm in control.
I'm not all in.
I am in control, and I'm going to run when I want to run, mm-hmm. and I'm going to do what's in my best interest. And now he is in Denver, and he has total control, right? To the point that Tyler Palumbus says he's the one calling the shots. Yeah. They answer to him in the building.
Hey, Maura, how did Russ do in your fantasy draft yesterday? I know you had your big fantasy draft. Where is Russ sort of – how are people feeling about Russ fantasy-wise? Because I know his rushing yards, in theory, would be a part of his value, right?
Yes, rushing quarterbacks are more valued. He's not going as high this year. I think he maybe went in like the seventh round of my draft. Mm.
Where would he have gone in the past?
Josh Allen, Justin Herbert. Actually, Justin Herbert went first off the board in my draft, which is weird because most people are going Mahomes and Allen. Joe Burrow, I think, went ahead of him.
Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson. Kyler Murray went ahead of him.
Mm. Interesting. Okay, thank you. Just curious.
Yeah. Glad I could help with my fantasy football.
Well, I'm curious to see whether or not people believe he's going to run. Like, to me, that's part of what makes Russell Wilson Russell Wilson is his ability to use his legs. Mm-hmm. It's not the only thing that makes him special.
Football, yeah, the answer would be no, not so much.
It doesn't seem like people believe he's going to continue to do that.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating element of this moving forward, and the Seahawks clearly saying, yep, we're not buying from age 35 to 39 that he's going to be what he was from age 25 to 35 for us. We don't buy it. We don't believe it. We don't believe that he has that kind of burst anymore, and maybe he doesn't believe he has that kind of burst. So that's why I think all of this will be incredibly compelling to watch. And, you know, that disconnect that Matt talked about, Hasselbeck talked about, just simple completions. Just throw the slant route. Just complete a hitch route. This is you and DK Metcalf, right? And how are you guys not on the same page? So can that happen? Tim Patrick is now out in Denver for him. Mm-hmm. Jerry Jeudy has been, polarizing to say the least, as one of the top receivers that was drafted here and some of the other weapons he has. How quickly does all of that – here's what I do know. There won't be any excuse. There won't be any finger pointing. This is Russell's system. This is Russell calling the shot. Right. This is no longer, well, it's coordinator. Well, it's Pete. It's Russ. It's all these cooking chefs in the kitchen. Nope. Nope. By all accounts, this is Russell cooking in the kitchen, getting it the way that he wants to. And it will make it fascinating in all these capacities you see moving forward.
Yeah, it was interesting hearing some of Matt's thoughts on Russ and saying that he does expect him to have a big statistical year. I think we all expect that. I don't think that's a surprise in any way, right? Of course he's going to have a big statistical year. He's in charge. Mm-hmm. He's going to be throwing the ball over the yard, and Matt sort of alluded to his desire to have a better legacy and to want to be included among the all-time greats. Of course he's going to throw for more yards. Will it pay off?
Correct. Correct.
And that's the question. Of course he's going to throw for more yards.
Well, and most importantly, what Matt said, it's rather obvious, but it's not. You better win. I mean, and you better win in Seattle Monday night, mm-hmm. like, or this place in Broncos country. And Maura, you lived in Broncos country, and you know, as far as a fanatical, at times delusional fan base, like, you know, the 12s every once in a while, the
bottom
bar
board for Tim Tebow.
The bar is set incredibly, incredibly high. And this comes down to, and you hear most of the analysis in the Denver markets, oh, of course they're going to win. It's Russell and Geno Smith. Are you kidding me? We've lived, as Tyler said to you, Saul, we've lived that Drew Locke, Geno Smith world with all of the different guys that have walked through the doors there. And now we got the guy. But here's the thing.
What if they don't?
But here's the thing. They have not seen anything of him.
Right. He hasn't played.
Didn't play one snap in the preseason. Right. They did very little in pads, full go. They didn't know full
Maybe
go.
Maybe he didn't want to play until he got that new contract and he didn't want people to see what he looks like right
I
now.
I don't know.
Tyler Palumbus was telling us about that, actually, when we talked to him yesterday.
We don't know anything about this Broncos team because they didn't play any of their starters in the preseason, not a single snap. In the training camp, man, that was glamping. It was every third day they were in a jog through. They barely went fully pads, maybe four or five fully padded practices the whole training camp. So I can't sit here and tell you that I know much about the Denver Broncos. I don't. And in terms of Russell, I would say it's fair to say that his athleticism is on the decline. I mean, I think that's normal for an aging mobile quarterback.
Yeah. So, you know, they don't know exactly what they're going to get. Nobody does. And until we get a chance to see this on Monday night, everything is in play, which I think is what makes that so exciting. All
glamping,
right.
Huh?
Glamping. They're doing some glamping like me, Brock, with my pillow top air mattress whenever I go out camping. Let's do some ranking.
Got a list? Time to put it in order.
Fred Dwarmfor's house. Top five meals that I have ever had.
This is Ranked.
To be honest, that list was really biased.
Brought to you by Carter Volkswagen on Brock and Song.
Yeah, top 10 list. I'm not buying that.
Ranked.
All right, well, with this being, Brock, the third installment of Brock and Salk, today we will rank threes. However, I wanted to make sure that we limited the field a little bit.
Oh.
So none of the threes here are the are number three in a series. None of them are the third or movie or
like Rocky Three.
Nothing like that. Nope. All of these are other threes that needed to be ranked.
Wait a minute. I know Brock's a huge Rocky guy. Where's Rocky Three in this Rocky ranks?
Probably third.
So let me guess. Four is one.
Uh-huh.
One is two.
There you go.
Three is three. Two is four.
Boom goes the dynamite.
That sounds about right. Wow, five doesn't exist, and then the new ones are pretty good.
The new ones are pretty good.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right. I'm pretty much on board with that. Let's see. Some threes that didn't quite crack the top five. Three Doors Down. Of course, they had to be on this list, as did Seven Mary Three.
That one. I'm surprised Brock wasn't singing along to that.
Yeah, I would have expected that. 3-6 Mafia, of course. Yeah, 3-6 Mafia. Nearly made the list, but not quite. Let's give some credit, of course, to 3 Days Grace. Yeah. It's a good one. Yeah,
oh,
things sure. like Three Men and a Baby, of course, Three Men and a Little Lady, which would be the sequel.
Yeah.
More, perhaps you'd like a basketball player like former Laker Sadale Threat.
Wow, that's a stretch. I like that.
You got I think he was a Sonic, too.
Was he really?
Okay. Oh, yes.
Even cooler. You got Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. I know you saw that one.
Really good.
Perhaps you would like to include a television show, because one of my all-time favorites as a kid.
This.
It's Mora. When everything happens. Mora. Contact.
Mora.
What?
Yes, Brock.
What is happening?
You invited this. You started sending them free responses last night. And you're like, this is fun.
What is fun?
What is going on right now?
Yeah.
We like to call this controlled chaos. It's a bit of a free fall at times, but we always have fun with that.
In break of what this segment could be called instead of ranked.
What's that?
I think it's more fitting. Ridiculousness.
Mm-hmm. It's already called ranked, though. You can't change the name midstream. It's already called ranked.
Change the segment.
No.
Into something.
Not really.
Different than
no,
what it
we
was.
Just sort of rank things. Pretty simple. I don't see how we've changed it at all.
Is C-3PO on the list? Somebody wants to know.
He should be. Yes, he's not in the top five, but very close. You got Three Kings, the George Clooney, Mark Wahlberg movie. Spike Jonze did that. Have you ever seen Three Kings?
I don't think I've seen Three Kings.
Great movie.
What about Three River Stadium?
Sure.
Not a top
Gone
five.
Gone now.
Three.
No, not on a top five. Third Eye Blind.
Oh, yes.
T.E.B.
Third Eye Blind.
Yep. Another one that's very nearly here.
I feel like I am in total.
All right, Brock, don't worry.
I'm in a total loss.
I've
this
got
is
a nursery
total chaos,
rhyme for you.
And I am spinning.
Don't
like
worry. I've got
top.
A nursery rhyme for you.
What?
You don't know Three Little Pigs?
Is this Andrew Dice Clay?
Well, no, that's Green Jell-O who became Green Jelly after they got sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that was a hit, Brock. I really thought that you were on board with Three Little Pigs.
Other movies like The Three Musketeers, of course. What's that guy's name? D'Artagnan?
I don't know.
One for all for one. Three Musketeers.
Right. 303. I figured Mora was going to bring that one up eventually.
Mm-hmm.
No? No 303 for Mora?
Apparently not. I think Morris pretty well quit at this point.
Like, bring anything up.
And 311.
Oh, yes, as a matter of fact, Morris, we are starting rank number 5-3 of all time.
Come and knock on our door. Now we're talking. This is number one?
It's number 5.
What?
What do you mean, what? Just relax. It's number 5.
John Ritter?
Yes, John Ritter. Yes. And Suzanne Summers.
Great show.
It's a lot of that show.
For some reason, I watched a lot of that show growing up.
Did you really?
I did. I don't know why. I wanted it to work for him with one of the ladies.
It was never going
did.
To. Yeah,
it
go
never
figure.
Did.
Yeah. Sorry about
that. This segment, it just never works.
Day one.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Number 4. Would be Three Dog Night.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, I know. See?
Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy
to you and me. Yeah, Jeremiah had a bullfrog. Joy to the world. Three Dog Night. They also sang One is the Loneliest Number.
Yes.
And Eli's Coming, which is a great
song. When we do
One's song.
Ranked, we'll eventually get there.
Of course. Have to be. Along with One from U2, One from Metallica. Yeah.
Does Justin know about my musical prowess?
Yes, he knows how great you are.
It didn't take long to figure that one out.
Great.
Number 3 on the all-time list of threes.
Hello.
Hello.
That, of course, is the
Larry
Moe
and Curly. Yeah. Larry Moe and Curly. Watch a lot of them, too, poking each other in the eye.
Yep.
Who's your favorite of those? Who's your favorite?
Oh, man, it's always sort of hard to
remember. You got a lot of Moe.
And then you got Shep, too, right?
You got a lot of Moe.
Moe was sort of the leader, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. I like how Moe would get sort of frustrated with the others. That was fun.
Feisty.
Yeah. Feisty guy, for sure. Yes. He's doing a lot of the punching. All right, speaking of threes, we are on to the number 2-3 of all time. It's hard to say. I bet you've seen this movie, Brock. I saw this movie in the theaters, and I bet you know the little dance to do after they say their name.
I'm Lucky Dave.
I'm Ned Needleman.
I'm Dusty Bottoms. Together we're
the Three Amigos.
Did you see that?
Is that Young Guns?
No, it's the Three Amigos.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a very small modified version of the Macarena.
True, it is really close.
You thrust your hips at the end.
It's ridiculous.
No, it's three-diculous.
What did you say?
Nothing.
I'll allow it.
Thanks, Justin. Got you. Thank you, sir.
Maura, did you dump that? What did he just say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm busy. Yeah.
Maura's already working on tomorrow's show.
I don't participate in this segment.
I am sweating right now.
Why? Is this making you nervous?
What you just said.
What? Goodness. That it was ridiculous?
I could let that one hang in the air for a while.
Let it sit
good.
There. Number 1 all time on the list of threes. Three Little Birds. Bob Marley.
Yep. Every little thing gonna be all right.
Nice job, buddy. Nice.
I've heard that one. Oh, the Pauly Brothers in training camp. You know that's what they would wake up to or go to bed to.
Yeah. Did you like that one? Or
I did.
Which was your favorite on this list?
Who is that?
That's 3-6 Mafia.
3-6 Mafia. Yeah, what was Brock's pump-up song? What did you
used to
listen
to? I thought we might have gotten
3-6-9.
I thought maybe that would have been
Well, it started with a T-H. It wasn't R-E-E, but yeah, that'd be Thunderstruck.
Mm. Oh, that was yours. Okay.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That's good.
We'll allow that one, too.
Yeah, I'll allow that one.
Well, that'll conclude the... what'd you say?
Do you know who sings Thunderstruck? It's a better
question.
AC/DC. Okay.
Oh,
say it with your chest.
Yeah. Do you remember who sang Three Little Pigs?
No.
Little pig, whack me.
That's green jello.
Green jello. Yeah.
Green jello.
Now green jelly.
This may be the only positive of this whole thing.
You're going to learn.
I may have some cultural... reference game after this.
Absolutely.
Musical game.
We're here to teach.
It's great.
I'm Lucky Dave. I'm Ned Needleman.
I'm Dusty Bottoms. Together we're
the Three Amigos.
All right. Well, we are two amigos back together and now joined by Justin and Maura. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. See ya.